You heard Alpha reporting in the Bulletin. The government has announced a special rapporteur for the National Plan Against Racism, which was published over a year ago. Launched in March last year, the National Plan Against Racism aims to make Ireland a place in which the impacts of racism are fully acknowledged and actively addressed. The rapporteur is Nigerian-Irish lecturer and founder of the first Black Studies University module in Ireland, Dr. Eben Joseph, and she joins us now on the line. Dr. Joseph, congratulations on your new role. Can you tell us about this plan and what you're going to be doing?
Thank you so much for welcoming me here. Thank you so much. Well, so my role will be to monitor, okay, to make sure that the objectives that are set out in the plan are carried out. And so that's just the key thing. And I think it's a really brilliant thing. And it's a wonderful thing for Ireland that we are actually acknowledging, you know, that there is racism, but also not just acknowledging that, but we want to then look at how to actively address it. And so in this role, you know, in the NAPA document that came out in 2023 actually listed out a couple of things that governments, institutions, you know, should put in place. So, you know, anything that is not money doesn't get done. So my role will be as an independent monitor. And so what I hope to do is not to wait till the end to come and see what has been done, but to work with, you know, institutions and governments from the beginning to help us, you know, look at, okay, this is what has been demanded. How do we interpret this? How do we make it work? You know, so that by the end, then we are all on the same page.
What can you achieve, Dr. Joseph? Because Shane O'Curry, the director of the Irish Network Against Racism, who's also a committee member with you, said on Morning Ireland earlier that the National Action Plan Against Racism doesn't have a budget.
Well, for now, you know, so that's where they've started from, to say it doesn't have a budget. But I'm going to have a meeting with the minister next week. You know, so again, so those are some of the things we might begin to negotiate, you know. So we might start out and say we don't have a budget. But if we make a business case, you know, for it, and then sometimes, you know, I think that's the first place to start, you know, to make a business case for it, you know, because, you know, the first thing is that they've accepted that, you know, we have to have this national action plan. So then, you know, we can then come up with the demands to say these are the things that we need in place, you know, and we make an argument for, make a business case for it.
In your opinion, is racism here getting worse or better?
It is getting worse, unfortunately, but I think it's also getting worse because, you know, we're not doing enough to address it. You know, people are just saying, oh, there is no racism, let's sweep it under the carpet. You know, anything that we don't act, that we leave to itself, it gets worse. It doesn't get better. You know, but I think another reason why it appears to be getting worse is because there is more opportunity for contact. What I mean contact is that, you know, say, for example, 10 years ago, there were less people of a place. Now there are more those spaces of work, you know. But then what means is that then if you're bringing people into a place of work that you have not made to be inclusive, then there's no opportunity for people's racism to be triggered and to come out and to be seen.
Dr. Eben Joseph, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and apologies for some of the difficulty on the line towards the end of the interview. And as...